Every Monday, we like to catch up with Mr. Rugby to talk about the game they play in heaven, and there's a bit to discuss today. Wixie, how we doing?
Not bad, mate. Not bad. Looking forward to discussing the pertinent issues, and we'll get into it now.
Well, after a fifth loss in season 2021, Rob Penny, the coach for one and a bit years, has been axed by the New South Wales Waratahs. Well, I guess we should have seen it coming when they said that he had his full. They had given him their full support a few weeks ago, but I'm still a bit surprised.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have the full support of the board, but I haven't had the full support of the board for 3 or 4 years. But I do feel for some individuals on the board. But Roger Davies, who's the chairman, he's the guy that heads it up. He's the bloke that would have been done the hiring and firing. And the likes of Al Baxter, also Johnny Morrison, of course, who represents Subbies, Barry Rody, that represents Country. Ben Gregory represents New South Wales Juniors as well. The likes of Tony Crawford, Kerry Chikorovsky, who's on the board as well.
Yep.
And if that isn't enough, of course, we've got the likes of Warren Negus and also Katrina Ratui and Phil Parsons from the Shoot Shield as well. So all these people are accountable for what's not only happened with this, but also what's happened in the game over the last couple of years. I am willing to give Ben and Phil Parsons and Johnny Morrison a bit of slack, because they represent bigger constituents within the game that have a bit of a beef,
yeah,
but also not necessarily get on with each other with Subbies and Shoot Shield and Juniors and Country. So that's, as we had with Paul Dawn earlier this year, the CEO, it's not his fault. He was given the job without a bag, let alone any money in the bag. So that was the consequence we have. And, you know, Rob had no experience in the door. What he tried to do was bring blokes in from New Zealand like Sam Kello and Jack Whitten, when we could have maybe had Luke Porter or Jake Douglas be in there and just cop it sweet, bite the bit, but the board wanted to look after themselves, and that's been the nature of this board, sadly. So, as we had with Paul Dawn when we had him on the show earlier this year, he said, mate, our greatest challenge is unity as a union, and we just don't have unity as a board. We don't have unity as a game. You know, Subbies and Country Rugby, you know, want to tear Shoot Shield to pieces and all that sort of stuff, and, you know, under this board, we have no development officers in Sydney. We had all the development officers in Country sacked, only for Santos to jump back on board early this year and save the development officer's skin in the Country. The NRC's gone, even though our banana bending mates over the border use both their NRC sides to make sure they've got a reasonably sort of good St. George Bank Queensland Reds. And also, of course, a bunch of other stuff that should have been on, like City Country games, Shoot Shield games in the Country, all that sort of stuff. So, you know, in the end, Roger Davies is the chairman and Nick Farr-Jones was there before him, and some of these things need to be sorted out. And, you know, as we've all said, it's all about governance of the game, and that has not been happening. So, fortunately for the board, there's no rugby media in Sydney at all, so there's no accountability for any of these people, and it's really disappointing because it's not about me. It's not about what the media says. It's about what the grassroots does, because we're going to have no less than 1,500 kids playing in the Northwest Regional Tournament from between Scone and Musselbrook from the 30th of April.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear this rubbish that the game's dead and dying. Sydney's unorganised, the Country isn't. So, you know, these are the guys that have to carry the can for it, but Waratahs just got to pick themselves up, head to the SCG on Friday, play against the plus 500 ACT Brumbies and get into it. And also, of course, we've got a game on Channel 82 on Saturday night. There is the St. George Bank Queensland Reds, who look like they might have a bit of a stint on the road, take on the Melbourne Rebels, and that'll be on 9 Gem. But that's another story as well. We've had a lot of complaints where people have said NBN or 9 doesn't do any advertising of the game that's on Saturday night on Channel 82. Other sports who are on secondary channels get a big run throughout the news. So all this sort of stuff needs to be sorted out. And I understand Channel 9 is all about Stan,
yeah,
and it's not so much about the game. They just want subscribers for Stan. But again, it's one of those things that needs to be brought up. But when you don't have a rugby media in Australia except for us, and that's a bit of an indictment on the media. At 7:50 on a Tuesday morning on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au, that, you know, with the voice of rugby. But yeah, it's just one of those things at the moment where some would argue, as you say, Rob Penny was dead man walking, but for the game it's terrible. For Chris Whittaker, he's in an unenviable position at the moment where he'll most probably be showing the door, if not next year, if not the year after. And I think there are coaches out there who might think, I might not take this job until, you know, they've gone through next year as well with all those young players. So they'll certainly scour blokes like Todd Loudon, who's the coach of Southern Districts, and he's had work there at Super Rugby. John Mattelli, who, of course, is the coach of the Australian Sevens team, but, again, has won premierships with Eastwood, and also as the coach of the Australian Sevens team, as he said, and also the Greater Sydney Rams in the NRC. And also they'll most probably look at Darren Coleman, who had his first week as coach of the LA team with the likes of Matt Giddo and Adam Ashley Cooper in the Major League Rugby. So, yeah, it's just a simple fact that the board should be accountable for what they're doing. They should be able to find the money, or at least find the sponsors, so Paul Dawn can get them through the door so we can start doing more stuff. We're getting not only buying players, but getting development, more development officers in an area, all the areas that are hungry for development of the game.
The thing about it is, for too long, ever since the success that we had in 2014, they felt that, well, we can just put blokes in blue and people turn up to watch it. But there's been a steady decline and there's been no effort to replenish it. Mind you, at the same time, the Reds and the Brumbies have managed to get their acts together and remain consistently good year after year after year, whereas the Blues are either up or they're either massively down. So the Waratahs, I think, need to start targeting perhaps some management, because as we all know, the fish rots from the head down. Yeah. They need to target some of those people from the Reds and the Brumbies organisation and start mirroring what they're doing. And it wouldn't kill them if they got rid of a few people who were just belonging to the Sydney University students, who seem to think, well, all we need to do is make sure that Sydney Uni is strong in Sydney, and if the Waratahs suffer because of it, then so be it.
Well, we've been saying that for 10 years on Zoom. It's been no issue, and that's been our issue, as I said. Unity within the game is the greatest single challenge.
Yeah.
And as we said, we've had a division between the Shooter clubs and everybody else in the game. And technically, the Shooter clubs are still not part of New South Wales rugby, as we've had all this reform. New South Wales Country Rugby had a meeting yesterday, and they have one president, and that's Barry Ruddy, for both seniors and juniors.
Yeah.
But they have committees for their refs, they have committees for the juniors, they have committees for the senior program, and they've got Steve O'Brien, who's the CEO. It's just one of those challenges moving forward that the board has to be, you know, called out.
Yeah.
They haven't been called out for 3 or 4 years since we've had it, but also the world economy when it comes to rugby has changed.
Oh,
Japan
yeah.
has now become much more intense. Lots of people are watching Top League on Stan, but on the way through, as we said, the MLR, Major League Rugby, has got multi-billionaires like Mark Cuban and Adam Gilchrist, the owner of, I think it's Fitness 24 or somebody. So, yes, they own all these clubs in America that are offering players $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 to go over there and play.
Yeah, and you can't blame blokes for doing that.
No, exactly. And you're never going to bag a professional for playing.
No.
But that is why we have the board that should be able to go out there and get the corporate, not only to be able to have the salary cap over 5.5, but the third parties and also the money for a development structure. So I cannot understand why. Also, it is a Rugby Australia thing as well, where there's an argument that Rugby Australia put a great big clog into the thing when it comes to development, and New South Wales Rugby are restricted by what they can do. And I can see that point as well. So, but as long as we get out there and discuss these things properly and truthfully, I don't think there's a major issue. But we've got a little bit of rugby this weekend. Of course, as we said, Friday at the SCG, the Waratahs continue on with Chris Whittaker. I wish him all the best with it. The Shooter Cop should be happy. He's a Randwick boy, so he should be happy.
Yep.
So they should be able to, you know, miss tackles and throw forward passes, so that should be okay if he's from Randwick. And but interesting, again, we've got another Queenslander who's the co-coach, and that's Jason Gilmore. So. Yeah. Like the Queenslanders, have got Tim Sampson, they've got Brad Thorne, they've got Dan McKellar. The only bloke who's a non-Queenslander is David Vessels, who's from South Africa. But that is another thing. I interviewed John Mantelli earlier this year when the Australian Sevens ladies side were up in Bingara.
Yep.
And he said that's the problem with New South Wales rugby. New South Wales rugby doesn't listen to its constituents.
Yes.
So it's not a Paul Dawn thing. It's those people I've mentioned on the board. And that's why we mention their names, not to call them out, not to slag them off, but understand that they have an accountability to us as a game. But I've also pointed out individuals there that run, that represent the other arms of the game, which, you know, they shouldn't be given too much heat. Maybe John Morrison or whatever, because they're just representing, you know, the bigger parts of the game, maybe Shield, juniors, subbies. But I was really interested to see that we don't have a representative for New South Wales Rugby's New South Wales referees on the board of New South Wales Rugby. But it's not bad to actually talk a little bit about the politics of it just on the odd occasion, but it's sad that we've got to come to Rob Penny being sacked when he should have been left alone with the team.
Yep.
Had the players go back to the Charter and Hall Shield, which starts in the next week or so. And then, of course, we've got the fun, which is going to be hopefully the tour at the end of the year, the Waratahs, where this group of players need more games.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to cop it sweet. Hopefully Chris can get a bounce out of it on Friday night, but we'll see how we go.
We will. Wixie, thank you very much for that. Sad news for Rob Penny. He was trying his very hardest. But, well, as you say, good luck to Chris Whittaker. We'll see how the Waratahs turn out this week, and we'll talk some more rugby next week on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
Thanks, Bear. Of course, we've got Friday is Easter, so we remember that time because of Jesus, of course, but also be careful on the roads. We've got a lot of liberties now because of yesterday. So just be careful as you interact with each other, but also on the roads as well. It's a terrible time where we have roll toll. The road toll is dreadful. Also, be a mate, double demerits. So if you've been stung with double demerits, it's not much fun either.
Oh, yeah. That's true. We've all been there. Thanks, Wixie.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day. See ya. Thank you. Bye.